public hearings, referring back to the first public hearing we had, 2024-11, James Laughlin subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion for that.
Okay.
I'm going to refer it to Mr. Robertson.
Okay, the motion is for Mr. Butler that the commission grant preliminary and final site plan approval for subdivision 2024-11 for James Laughlin subdivision for a two-lot subdivision based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zone AR1, which permits low-density, single-family residential development. This two-lot subdivision on 9.03 acres results in an overall density that is significantly less than the allowable density in the AR1 district. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the subdivision will be served by an on-site well and on-site septic system. Five, the applicant has provided all necessary agency approvals for this subdivision. Therefore, it is appropriate to grant both preliminary and final site plan approval. Six, excuse me, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Seven, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact roads, traffic, schools, public buildings, excuse me, and community facilities, and the items in section 99-9C of the subdivision code have been satisfied. Eight, a waiver of the buffer and grading requirements is appropriate since this is a small subdivision creating only two lots. Nine, a waiver from the street design requirements is also appropriate.
Ladies.
If you're going to have a conversation, can we, Ashley can take that, fine. A waiver from the, this is nine, a waiver from the street design requirements is also appropriate. This is, this lot is proposed for a private driveway that has been in existence and under use for decades. And 10, this preliminary and final approval is subject to the following conditions. A, only two lots shall be permitted, being the one, the new 1 acre lot and the residual land. Any further subdivision shall require an additional public hearing. And B, a maintenance agreement obligation for the shared roadway shall be included as a note on the final site plan.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been, the motion has been made and seconded to approve 2024-11 James Laughlin subdivision. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Next public hearing we had was 2023-12 Windscape Farms.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to defer action on 2023-12 Windscape Farms.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been a motioned and second to defer action on 2023-12 Windscape Farms. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, thank you. And the final is 2024-12 Symphony Glen.
Mr. Chairman, on 2024-12 Symphony Glen, I'd like to defer action.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on 2024-12 Symphony Glen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All, any opposed? Thank you. Motion carried. Okay, that, do we have anything else for the good
just
commission?
To confirm that with reassessment now largely complete, that all our future meetings will be from 3 o'clock start permanently going forward unless I hear anything from the country, from the commission. Yep.
I need to email you because I was looking at the schedule I had on my phone, or maybe I just need to get an updated copy of the agenda or the meetings. I only had one for the month of November, I think it was. Does that sound right?
Let me check. There should be one in December and two in November.
I thought I had just one. I'll look at it again.
And as we
speaking of meeting times.
I have one item off the record.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else before we close?
For the record, we're not going to.
It's not about any of the hearings.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter, Mr. Mears.
I'm going to put it on the public record that I put notes in the packet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I can't open it on my iPad.
I can speak to this. So basically, this particular packet, if you downloaded the packet, and our system allows you to download everything as one singular packet, because of the old business items being some large applications for Cool Springs, the total packet was 1.4 gigabytes. Which is, your tablets are capable of opening it. You wouldn't ordinarily see a packet that large. We are aware of it. It does open. It just takes a very, very long time.
One network at work can handle any size document to be downloaded, and if on three different PCs. I couldn't download.
But what, let me ask you a question, because we have the agenda with each item embedded in it. You shouldn't be trying to download the entire packet. Go to the agenda that each item, if you click on that item, it gives you just the items for that agenda, or for that agenda item. And that's much easier, much quicker.
And we can give you a tutorial on that before you leave this evening. So it's much quicker.
Yeah, much quicker.
You just pull it up.
And the reason
and
I
then, went to the link
and then
said
and then click
yeah,
this.
Don't go to that one because it's too big. Okay. Yeah. Sure. And the reason I said that we couldn't talk about it is because you said on the record we're going to talk about something privately, and that sounds like a FOIA violation. So, okay. You know, we can't say we're going to talk.
No,
about
we put it on the record and everybody's good.
Yeah, yeah. We're good. That was the reason for it. I wasn't trying to stop you from the conversation, but I don't want the public to think that we're having conversations that are not part of the record. And
you're just making sure we're still legal.
That's exactly right. So, yep.
That's what he does.
Yeah, that's right. And he does good at it too. Thank you. Is there anything else for the commission? Okay, there being none, I will adjourn the meeting.